what's the difference this week leading into a game as opposed to last week? Are you changing up the pace of things or what you do?
No, we're trying to, you know, continue with what we do in camp. You know, teaching, we've obviously got all our installation in, so it's just going back and refreshing their memories and trying to get a game plan in at the same time. We're not really game planning per se, is putting in some plays so they can focus on a handful and know what we do during the season as far as, you know, these are, we got a set number of plays, these are formations, this is how you train. So it's really all it is, just a little extra time getting ready for a game plan, but just still trying to teach them.
With Matt and Max working together, both on the twos and now up on the ones, how is their chemistry developing?
Well, I think each guy up front, you know, with all the interchanging parts, that they're all working together. They obviously got to make the same calls and understand. I think that'll develop as it goes, you know, depending on who does what. You know, there's a lot of interchanging parts right now, and we'll let the best guys, you know, we'll have the best five out there at some point in time. So I think each of the guys up front, they, you can see that they're getting along and they're understanding what each other's doing. So
as camp's going along, CJ's looked steadier and steadier. What have you seen from him?
Well, I think, CJ, first off, he's a very, very smart. He understands what we're trying to get done. He has a great idea of concepts, both run and pass. He's been tremendous in protection. I think the thing that he is getting, he's getting confidence in what he feels and what he sees out there. And that's a big part of what we do, you know. If you feel that soft spot, go take it. And putting his foot in the ground and going downhill. He's done that very, very well over the last couple of days.
What does the huddle bring for you guys?
Hireman, I remember when he got drafted, he said he's never been in a huddle in his life. And is huddle at some point a time to, you know, reset? Or how do you view a huddle as an offensive coordinator? Because you can still, as Gary said, play fast
yeah.
in a huddle. But what does the huddle bring?
Well, I mean, depending on what you want to do. I'm certainly huddle. You can use up a lot of clock, which helps out quite a bit too. Shortens the game for everybody, but you can't put everybody on the same page. But you know, as they've done here in the past, and we're going to continue working on the ball. You know, 18 does a great job of getting everybody on the same page. So I think being able to change the paces, just like your son,
baseball,
a pitcher,
yeah,
you know,
baseball.
Throwing an off-speed pitch or a fastball or two seam or four seam, you know, whatever you can do to get the advantage. And I think we'll do that on a game-to-game basis.
Do you remember when you played against a no-huddle for the first time as a defensive player?
No, you used to do it in 2 minute all the time. But, I think it was Detroit. They were the run-and-shoot back in the day. We played on Thanksgiving, and holy smokes, it was a tough day. Short week, too.